The form that one returns to after death can be almost anything. Another human, an animal, perhaps a demon, perhaps a god. What determines one's status in the next life is simply the way one lives one's life here and now. The word for this principle has become a familiar one in the West, the word karma. Karma is simply action and its consequences. In older Vedic times, karma referred to ritual action. In classical Hinduism, it came to include moral action. This moral connotation implied essentially two kinds of karma, good karma and evil karma, or positive and negative. By performing good actions, one accrued positive karma. Wicked, immoral, irresponsible actions accrued negative karma. A preponderance of good karma meant a favorable rebirth. That is, one advanced his or her station in the next life. A preponderance of bad karma meant an unfavorable rebirth. Although we might speak of many philosophical subtleties, karma is ultimately that simple. Yet for many, karma is hard to conceptualize. Jainism, which was established around the same time as classical Hinduism, thinks of karma as a very fine, imperceptible substance that literally clings to the soul, weighing it down to the earth. The classical Hindu notion is less materialistic than the Jain. In Hinduism, karma is more akin to a form of energy. Just as dropping a pebble into a pond causes ripples that reverberate on the surface of the water, so our every action has reverberating consequences. And what is more, these consequences return to the agent. The return of the consequences of action to the agent is called the fruiting or the ripening of karma. The essential upshot of the concept of karma is that every person gets what he or she deserves. In this respect, karma is the principle of absolute justice. The fruiting of karma may not occur immediately. It may take more than one lifetime, but it will occur. This happens ineluctably and impersonally, a lot like the law of gravity acting on physical bodies. What Hindus mean by karma is reflected in the Western expression, what goes around comes around. For better or worse, we cannot escape the consequences of our action. The world we've just described, a cycle of transmigrations governed by the laws of karma, is called samsara. The word samsara means literally wandering. That word intimates for us that Hindus do not regard samsara as a happy or pleasant situation. It is indeed the essential problem of life. We are caught on a wheel of endless existences, bound by our actions, wandering aimlessly from lifetime to suffering lifetime, redying and redying and redying.